Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Tzayin, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 16, Mishnah 2. We learned in the previous Mishnah that one may save Kitvei Kodesh, a person could save holy writings if there's a fire on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that it's not just that one could save Kitvei Kodesh, holy writings, Chumash Navi, but the law is that a person is also able to save food that's needed for that Shabbos. But there is one essential difference between the two of them, and that is that when one sells Kisvei Kodesh, the rabbis were more lenient, and they permitted a person even to save it into a chatzar, a courtyard that doesn't have an Erev, or into an alleyway, a mavui, that's not properly enclosed. However, when it comes to food, you can only save into a chatzar hameureves, a chatzar, a courtyard that has an Erev, like we'll see at the end of Mishnah Gimel. Now, we saw also that the halacha is that a person is not allowed to save a lot of things, because if they save a lot of things, they may be so preoccupied and come out to actually extinguish the fire, and that is prohibited on Shabbos. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah. Matzilin, the law is one may save from a fire, mizon shalosh sudos, the food for three meals. You're not allowed to save all your food, but what one needs for Shabbos, they were lenient on. Harei la'adam la'adam. Food that's fit for a human being, you could save for a person. Harei lebehem lebehem, a person has animals, they can also save food that's fit for the animals to be able to feed them on Shabbos. Ketzad, how does this work out? How does one save their food? Naflat leka b'leili Shabbos, if let's say the fire broke out on Friday night before the meal, matzil mezayin shalosh sudos, then a person could save food for three meals because he needs a food for Friday night meal, Shabbos lunch, and shalosh sudos, a third meal. B'shacharis, if let's say a fire broke out on Shabbos the morning before the meal, matzil mazon shtei sudos, then a person could save the food for two meals. B'mincha, let's say the fire broke out at the time of mincha, so the fellow only has one meal left in front of him. Sudah shlishis, mazon sudah achas, the person could only save the food for one meal. Rabbi Yossi says, oil matzil mazon shal sudos, a person is always allowed to save enough food for three meals. Even if it's on Shabbos afternoon, they were lenient and let him save that. Let's see Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Matzilin, a person could save sal maleki karos, a basket that's full of loaves of bread, even if there's 100 loaves of bread. So he's allowed to do one action of saving to take one bread. He doesn't have to take the bread out of the basket. If he takes the whole basket, that's fine, even though there's a ton of food inside of it, definitely more than he'll need for Shabbos. Vigal shel devela, similarly a person could save a whole cake of dried figs, even though it's way more than what he needs. V'chavis shel yayin, he could take the whole barrel of wine. In addition, says the Mishnah, v'omer, the owner could say la'acherim, to other people that are watching, bo v'hatzilu lachem. He could say, I am declaring all the food in my house ownerless, and each person could take whatever they need. It's a disagreement here if they could take only for three meals or they could take as much as they want, but regardless, they're able to do that. If the fellows that are rescuing his food were smart people, pichin here means people who know halacha, and they realize that the fellow did this only because he had no other choice, then it's what the nice thing would be, the appropriate thing would be, that after Shabbos, they give back to the fellow all the food. However, they are permitted to tell him that, you know what, we did work on Shabbos, and therefore, we'd like to be paid for our efforts. Now, you may ask, what do you mean you're not allowed to work on Shabbos? But they didn't come initially. They didn't save it initially to get paid. They did it because they wanted to help the fellow out, or they wanted to get the food themselves. Therefore, the halacha is they could say, we're going to give you back the food, but you got to pay us something. After Shabbos, they could make a calculation and they could take money from him. Where can they bring the stuff? They could only bring food into a chatzar, into a courtyard that has an Erev. It's not like Kisvei HaKodesh, it's not like holy writings and scriptures that one is permitted to bring it into a place that doesn't have an appropriate Erev. Ben Beseira is more lenient. Aplosh Ein Murevis, he says it's the same thing when one saves food, one saves scriptures, one can even bring it into a chatz or a courtyard that doesn't have an Erev, or a mavoi, an alleyway that doesn't have the appropriate lechis, the post, like we said yesterday in the Mishnah. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful end of your week.